on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The death toll following severe flooding in the Eastern Cape has climbed to 9. Torrential downpours pummeled the Oratumbo District Municipality for 2 days, triggering landslides and causing significant damage to property and infrastructure. Authorities say hundreds of people were left homeless when their properties were submerged in villages in and around Mthatha. The provincial government, Sionela Dikeda, says a multidisciplinary emergency response team is searching for a bus that was swept away with school children near Lusikisiki yesterday. She says the search, which was suspended last night, is scheduled to resume this morning.
Divers and the entire rescue team will go back to search and comb the area for those missing children and any other person that may not be accounted for as yet. There are hundreds of people that have been displaced in both Oratumbo, Mthatha area in the main, as well as in Butterworth in the Amatole District Municipality.
Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa has voiced sadness over the loss of lives. He says there's a need for caution, care and cooperation during the worst winter weather conditions. Meanwhile, KZN Kakta MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi has appealed to communities waiting for power to be restored here to please be patient. He says technicians are working to restore services after yesterday's powerful storm left many in KZN's northern and southern areas in the dark. Kokstad, Umzinkulu, Harding and Ikopo are among the worst affected parts. Buthelezi was giving an update yesterday on the extent of the damages in KZN.
N2 Ingeli, R617 King's Coat, R56 in Druvich and the N2 Nolangeni. All access roads into Kokstad are currently closed. We urge those who are travelling to chase snowfall to exercise extreme caution.
Teachers Union SATU says it didn't instruct schools in KZN to postpone the June exams. A Durban high school announced in a letter that the May-June papers for grades 8 to 12 are on hold, blaming SATU for the disruption. But the union's Nomarishia Kuduza says members are simply sticking to a work-to-rule protest over funding shortages. She says the union did not and cannot call for the suspension of exams.
That can only be the decision of the school and the decision of the head of department. What we know is that some schools do not have resources to administer examinations. The department only gives one paper to each school for the school to make copies for the learners, which therefore is difficult for some of the schools since the department did not give the money. So we suspect that that may be the reason, not because SATU has said examinations must not be written.
KZN Education's Muzi Mashlambi says the issues raised by unions are largely due to budget cuts.
Very much hopeful that the disturbances that are happening are not going to be for a long time, because very soon together we shall collectively find an amicable solution.
And the Ukrainian mayor says 2 people have been killed and dozens injured in an overnight Russian drone attack in Kharkiv. He claims there were direct hits on multi-story buildings, homes, playgrounds and public transport. The Kremlin has been ramping up strikes after Ukraine hit several Russian airfields recently, though the state media in Moscow has reported the consequences have been exaggerated. Our lead story, the death toll following severe flooding in the Eastern Cape has climbed to 9. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Nitara Nadesan.